The Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. The angels announce the resurrection. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could go and anoint Jesus. Very early on the first day of the week, at sunrise, they went to the tomb. They were saying to each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb for us?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. He said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." They went out and hurried away from the tomb, trembling and perplexed. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear friends in Christ, they were so worried about that stone. I used to have a book on my shelf, What to Do When a Loved One Dies. And it wasn't like a scripture book filled with passages. It was a practical book filled with a lot of check marks. Because when a loved one dies, you don't just get to grieve. There are lots of other things you have to do. And a lot of them are urgent. Okay, you got to inform all of these people, this part of the family, by this person, this part of the family. Okay, you got to notify these friends. You got to notify these agencies, talk to the insurance, stop these recurring bills, get with the funeral home, all sorts of things you have to do when someone dies. And that's just when someone dies, let alone life in general. The checklist goes on and on and on. I got to do all these things, take care of all these things. Can make you worry. The women in Mark chapter 16 had one of those lists, what to do when a loved one dies. And they were on top of it. You saw that in verse 1 right away. This is Saturday still. It says, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could go and anoint Jesus. When the Sabbath was passed. When the Sabbath was passed, you know, they measured their days differently. Sabbath was Friday night to Saturday night. Saturday night, first time they could go out and shop. They went out and got all these spices because we got to get these spices so we can go to him and make sure he doesn't smell so bad. And then, of course, first thing the next day, Mary Magdalene and the women, they're going to go check the other thing off the list. The embalming, trying to cover up death with these spices. So they get the spices together and they're going to go, but on their way they realize they've forgotten something. A really big thing on the checklist, and one that they don't know how they're going to do. They were saying to each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb for us?" Ah, of course, the stone. It was heavy. Could have been 3,000 pounds, the weight of a small car. How are we going to move this? We got to take care of that first before we can even get in there to take care of the body. Giant stone. A couple weeks ago, I learned firsthand to understand how difficult this would be. Just a little bit better, I think. We were having one of our beautiful spring Michigan days, which means it was a snow day and school was canceled. And Mr. Korth invited me over to his house to move a stone. He was in the basement and he had worked hard and made this egress window, so they carved out this giant block from the foundation. And there it was at the bottom of the stairs. It had been there a while, tied to a dolly. That's got to go up there. Okay. So he set to it, Mr. Korth above, throwing out his lower back, me below, throwing out my upper back, trying to lift this thing. Must have been 300, 400. Every time I tell the story, I'm going to add another 100 pounds. 400 pounds. There we were, lifting it, and one step. Oh, one, two, three, not ready, okay, okay. One, two, three, and another step. And another step. And we finally made it, the last step. Here we go, the moment of victory. One more step, and up. And that should have been a moment of victory. Except after all those steps of leaning against a giant stone with all my might like this, my body forgot how to stand. And so we got to the top step and we just kept going. So we rolled slowly forward with my hands trapped at my side, and then I slowly slid and scraped down the face of this rock and back a few steps down the stairs. And the whole time, Mr. Korth was laughing and laughing. This giant thing to cross off the checklist. And we finally did it. We actually did it. But what happened at the end? This moment of victory just, well, it sent us backwards. It turned into a moment of embarrassment. If the women had figured out this giant problem on their own, if they had gathered a bunch of strong people, maybe a couple donkeys, developed a pulley system, and finally moved this stone, that moment of victory would quickly have turned into a moment just as embarrassing. No, way worse than what I went through. Because even if they could have moved that stone, Jesus would still be dead. So they could check off the spices, they could check off the stone, but if Jesus was still dead, what did it matter? Because if he's still dead, everything Jesus promised is dead. The life he promised, gone. And they're worried about the stone. We have some stones that we can worry about in our lives. They seem huge. Sometimes it happens when a loved one dies. What are we going to do? We got to take care of all these things. Often it happens before that. Just things in life. How are we going to pay this bill? What am I going to do for work? How am I going to survive this job? Where am I going to live? I need my forever home. And what about when I can't live there anymore? Do I really have to go to a nursing home? Big worries. But if we could move them all, if we could pay all the bills, find the perfect home, find the dream job, figure everything out in our lives, if Jesus is still in the tomb, it doesn't matter. Pay an earthly bill, but if Jesus is in the tomb, we owe an eternal debt of sin to God that we can never pay. Find a wonderful home, but it's not forever, because we're going to die. Find a wonderful job that's fulfilling for a little while, and people might remember you for a little while after you retire, but when you're done, and it's over. No one's going to care in a couple hundred years. We could figure everything out in our lives, but if Jesus is still behind that stone, why even worry about those things? But the stone wasn't there. More importantly, Someone else wasn't there. What happens when the women make it to the tomb? They are so worried. Who's going to move the stone? They can't stop talking about it. But when they finally look up from their worries, look up from their problems, look up from their doubts, they look up, and what do they see? When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Oh, and that's the little thing. That was just an afterthought for God. He just rolled the stone away so you could see the really cool stuff that he had done. And what did they see? As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. He said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." God wasn't worried about the stone. Oh, he moved it aside like it was a pebble. And what did he reveal? For the women and for us, when he moved that stone aside, the real big problems are taken care of. The eternal debt of sin paid through Jesus' death, proven when he rose again, we are justified, perfect in God's eyes, paid in full. Where are you going to live? Jesus knows. He's prepared your actual forever home. Because I live, he says, you also will live. And he lives, so his promise will come true. You work your job, whether it's your dream job or not, you're working hard. You know what? That matters. Because you're working all to the glory of the God who is forever. It matters to him, not just now, but forever. All the things you could possibly worry about, especially the big one, death itself, Jesus took care of it. Because his body is not there. He rose again from the dead. And so will you. And they were worried about a stone. And he's alive. They forgot about the stone really quick. They couldn't think about anything else. They heard the angel, "He is risen," and they were confused for a while. We would be too. This was overwhelming. This was perplexing. Whoa, this changes things. Is this real? Is this true? They're afraid. They walk around and they don't tell anyone at first, but don't worry, they got it together quickly and started sharing. And sometimes it's hard for us to come to terms with it, but we will. By the power of Jesus' message, he tells us again and again, as many times as we need, he's not here, he is risen, don't worry. Got it all taken care of. There were other things that morning that the women even forgot to worry about that Jesus took care of. Jesus takes care of the big things. He'll take care of the small things too. They didn't even know that Pilate had ordered these soldiers to come guard the tomb and place a seal. Imagine if they knew that. Who's going to take out the soldiers? Jesus took care of that. Earthquake, rolled the stone away, scary angels, the soldiers ran. Easy. There's another fun thing in this text. You take it for granted. It said they got up and the sun rose at sunrise. They weren't worrying about that morning. Oh, who's going to make sure the sun rises this morning? No, of course not. Because God takes care of that too. He takes care of the universe. He takes care of everything. He takes care of the soldiers. You think he'll take care of you? I have a friend, whenever you call him with a big, big problem and you're really, really worried about it, he answers, "Well, is Jesus still risen?" Right. Why worry? Is Jesus still risen? Oh, there's so many things we could add to our list. So many things to worry about, but when the big things taken care of, when we can view those things from the proper perspective, Not from outside the tomb like there's some giant stone keeping Jesus in, but from inside the tomb with the stone rolled away and Jesus not there, the sun rising, the sun risen from the dead, with the angel's voice echoing in our ears. When we have all of that, why would we worry about a little stone? Amen. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen.